So guys, it gives me great privilege to bring up our newest Diamond CRM and Marketing Directors. Please get up out of your seats for Mr. Todd Smith and Blake Graham.
You know, in business and in life, it's great to have great role models. And I had been in the industry a little bit. I spent 4 years with one company that when they were opening up in Japan. I fell in love with nutrition. I had been in pre-med before that. And after I spent 4 years working in Japan, I got back. And I had struggled a little bit in that company. Had a good part-time income for what I was giving kind of a full-time effort. And then I got a tape in the mail. And I didn't listen to it. And I got another tape in the mail, and I didn't listen to it. And I got a third tape in the mail. And at that third tape, I figured, maybe the good Lord's trying to tell me something here. And I put it in, and I listened to it. And it was the first time I heard Dr. Wallach's Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And it was like the scales fell from my eyes. I don't know how many of you have loved Dr. Wallach's message. Well, if you've ever shared it with somebody that didn't listen to it, understand that that was me twice. And the third time when I listened to it, I was so impressed. But I didn't know the person that sent it to me at all. And then I was at another meeting for another company. Somebody had come in and asked me to attend. And I met Todd there. And I was talking with Todd. He and I had been roommates in college. And I asked what he was doing. And he said, oh, he's working with Dr. Wallach. I'm like, Dr. Wallach? The Dr. Wallach? He's like, yeah, you know him? I'm like, the dead doctors don't lie, Dr. Wallach? He's like, yeah, all right. So then he said Dr. Wallach is starting his own company, and that kind of surprised me because I already had three of his tapes. Who sends out tapes before they start their company? I didn't know about that. But I found out there were a lot of companies that were using his message to market their products, and that he was going to be starting his own company with his own product line. And I thought, this is an opportunity that I just have to look at. And I got so excited about it. Now, I have to admit, the first time I tried those products, we called it the pig arthritis formula. I remember thinking, yep, that was made for pigs. It was a little hard to stomach, but it worked so well that I fell in love with it. It was better than the nutrition I had been taking. There was more in it. It was less expensive. It got better results. And we started into the business. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever gotten started and done something wrong. Anybody ever tried to do something wrong? Well, I felt that was us for the first year because we were trying to figure it out. We weren't the epitome of success, but we believed in the message. We believed in the crusade. And sometimes they say that the steel of character is forged in the fires of affliction. And we had some afflictions. We had times when things went wrong. We had times when money was so tight that the used car that I had borrowed money from my brother to purchase, and it had a problem with the starter, it wouldn't start. I needed $50 to fix it, and I couldn't fix it. And I had to pile snow on the car so they didn't tow it away. You know, tried to bury it underneath. I don't know if you've ever tried to hide your car underneath snow. But when the snow melted, sure enough, they towed it away, and then I got this letter in the mail that I owed $600 in parking tickets. And either I had to pay that, or they were going to sell the car and send me money. I'm like, well, that's an easy decision. Sell the car and send me some money. But that's how we started. And Dan was one of my friends that told me no three times before he ever took a look. And I remember having a conversation with Dan Graham and telling him, you know, Dan, I'm not asking you to join because I want you to buy something. Dan, I'd love to work with you, but I want you to be excited about it too. So I'll take no for an answer as long as you tell me no after you take a look. And when he took a look, he said yes. And now this gentleman that turned me down three times is one of those that's listed in the book, The Greatest Networkers in the World. But I say that to say this, that sometimes the power of one person can make a huge difference. And we learn from our leaders, and from us, the person that set the standard on work ethic, the person that set the standard on commitment to other people, the person that set the standard on reaching out and looking out for the needs of others was none other than Dr. Joel Wallach. Now, one of our upline mentors, Cheryl, just shared a story about being in a snowstorm. But Dr. Wallach was in a snowstorm once, where they had a meeting scheduled in a big hotel, everything's rented, and it's a blizzard in Kansas City. And 30 minutes into it, there's nobody in the seats, but one person comes in. Well, there's nobody but Dr. Wallach and the distributor that was sponsoring this event. But one person came in without any bags, and Dr. Wallach says, yep, she's for us. Now, some of you, if you had been in that position, some of us, if we had been in that position, might be tempted to say, you know, it's only one person. Let's just give them a few brochures. Let's keep it short, and, you know, we'll retire early tonight. But not Dr. Wallach. A full three-hour presentation with the overheads to one person. And that one person went on to build an organization of over 60,000 distributors. So the power of one. And there are some people out there that only you can reach. There are some people out there that are waiting for each and every one of us. Because each and every one of us has certain people that can only be reached. Dr. Wallach shared a story with us yesterday about if you have a parent or a grandparent that just doesn't want to listen. Anybody had a family member that didn't want to listen, right? He says sometimes they're not going to get the message from you, so you have to figure out who they are going to get the message from. You have to find out which grandkid they love the best and go recruit that grandchild and train them for 2 weeks and say, you know, have then the grandchild come in and say, Grandma, I'm working with a company that specializes in helping grandmothers with their blood sugar. And sometimes when they won't get it from you, they'll get it from someone else. But there are people out there that can only get it from one of you. And there are people out there that will only be able to get the message from somebody that you have the opportunity to share this with. Who knows the potential where it's going to be? Who knows the future that's out there? See, there are people out there that are praying. How many understand there are people praying every day for a loved one who's sick? And the good Lord hears and answers prayer, but he does it often through us. And one of the principles that I've always admired with Dr. Wallach, that I've always seen with Todd, that I've seen with Cheryl, that I see with Steve and Michelle, is the principle of servant leadership. You know, in the Bible, the Savior says, ye that are greatest among you, let him be the servant. Right? And it's not about recognition for us. It's not about the glory for us. It's about the lives that we have the opportunity to change. And sometimes it's easy to want to stay at the back of the room, to want to keep your light hidden. But this same Savior, who was born in very humble circumstances, taught, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify. And this is something that always stood out to me. Glorify, not you. Glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know. In the book of Esther, the Jews were actually scheduled to be executed. And Queen Esther, who was a Jew, people didn't really know she was a Jew, but her uncle came to her and said, you're in a position to talk with the king. But talking with the king when the king didn't want to talk with you is one that was punishable by death. So risking her life, and she's like, I'd have to risk my life. But her uncle said to her, maybe you're in the position you're in right now. Maybe you were born because God wanted you to be in this position that you're in right now. And some of us have had false starts. We've had times when we've had to redo things. We've had times that we've had to reset. We've had afflictions we've had to overcome and get through and sometimes be willing to let it go. But a lot of the things we have been through is to teach us passion. It's to teach us patience and perseverance and increase our ability to help the next person. Because we understand that they've gone through pain. We understand that. And so if you've had one of those times in your life, or maybe you're having one of those times right now, when things are hard, remember that diamonds are coal, or we could say plant-derived minerals, forged with a lot of heat and pressure over an extended period of time. And it's my belief that each of us, by the grace of God and with hard work and a lot of help from other people, because together as a team we can do more than we could ever do as an individual. And one of the great things about our industry and about this business is you cannot be successful by yourself. You can only be successful by helping other people, by helping other people be successful too. But together, it's my belief, and it's going to take an extended period of time. It can take a lot of pressure, and it can take a lot of heat, a lot of passion. But each of us can be forged into diamonds as well that will reach literally thousands, tens of thousands, and hundreds of thousands. And we can take Dr. Wallach's crusade, Youngevity's crusade, all the hard work that Steve and Michelle and the Youngevity staff have done, and take this to the world and help to change healthcare in not just America, but in the world, and bless the lives of others. I thank you so much for all that you do to help make a difference in the lives of others.
So I went ahead and asked Blake to go first because I thought that'd give me more time to think about what I'm going to say. The challenge was I got so involved in what he was saying, I forgot to think about that. And he did such a fantastic job, now I don't know what to say, right? So have you ever sponsored somebody in your business and said, that was a good move? One of the interesting things about this plaque they gave us, it says, presented to Blake Graham, Todd Smith, for completing all leadership requirements to achieve the position of Diamond Chairman Marketing Director. Now, I've been in this business long enough, and I believe most of you here have as well, to know that the name written on this plaque, whether it's mine or Blake's or both of us, did not complete all leadership requirements to achieve that position, because the requirements involve team effort. No one becomes an EMD without distributors. No one becomes an RMD without distributors. No one becomes a senior exec without RMDs. No one becomes any other rank unless they have people who have reached the rank of senior executive marketing director. You don't get to a diamond chairman level unless you have a lot of very, very talented, very loving, very hardworking people who are persistent in efforts day after day after day. So I appreciate the opportunity to be up here. I appreciate the recognition. I am humbled by it, but I understand why we do recognition. There's really two main reasons, maybe three. First one is so that we can be appreciated, have that moment where we feel thankful and appreciated and given recognition for things that we've done and accomplishments. We also have a purpose of recognition, and this has been something that has moved Blake and I, as well as our teams for years, is that sometimes you're sitting in the seats and you're recognizing you're not up on stage. And sometimes that recognition and the point of that is to spurn us on to do better, to do more than we can. And I would say the biggest part of recognition is so that you see people like me and Blake and others who go across the stage and you realize, you know what, those guys are no different than me. In fact, they're worse. And you say to yourself, if those guys can do it, man, I should be able to do anything. And that's really the point of recognition and having us up here. It's not for us to be able to be anything special. I love the way Bill Andreoli, our president, said in the CEO training in the morning. He said, there isn't anyone in this room that's different from another person. Might have done a few different things, might have a little bit different perspective and experience, but at least for Blake and I, we've just been here the longest, right? It's been an interesting last couple of weeks, and it's been interesting at this event because I've had a number of you come up and say, hey, is Darcy here? Are the girls here? You know, you look around, you don't see the redheads running around, all the redheaded girls. And I appreciate that because this is one of the first events in a long time that I haven't brought my family with me. That's kind of been our tradition, you know, when there's a Youngevity event. In fact, I remember in the early days, they didn't think we could have a family vacation unless Todd was doing some sort of a meeting for Youngevity. That was the only way I would go on vacation was if I could write it off. And so I'm very appreciative of your interest in the family, and they are all doing well, but it was just impossible for them all to come this time because of all the days of school they've missed because of our longevity lifestyle over the last year. I mean, if you look at our event in September, they miss a week of school. If you look at the, we had a family reunion cruise, right? So they missed a week of school. We had the TNT cruise, they missed a week of school. We had the longevity TAC event in January, they missed a week of school. When I said, hey, you guys want to go to Ontario? They said, yeah, if you want us to get Fs, Dad, you know. And then last week, the four oldest who are graduating, we took in a niece who's also a senior. So I've got four graduating seniors. I say we, my wife and I have four graduating seniors. And they went last week to spend a week in Hawaii with their grandparents. And so the choice was, you know, do we go to Hawaii? Do we go to Ontario for your event, Dad? And it was a real tough decision for them, I want you to know. So the point that I wanted to make with all that is that I joined Longevity 18 and a half years ago. I joined the Wallach family and became a distributor in an industry I'd never heard of, doing things I'd never done before, never spoke in front of a crowd. I'd never been to an event like this. I had never even heard of the industry. I hadn't taken supplements. I mean, I joined as green as they come 18 and a half years ago, 2 weeks after our triplets were born. And the reason I joined was because I had to put food on the table and clothes on their backs and diamonds on their butt, diapers on their butts. And I want you to realize that that is real. That I remember the days when we would pack five or six guys into a car into a car that's supposed to seat four and drive forever to get to Longevity events, and we would not stay at the hotel that the event was being held because we couldn't afford those rooms. We'd get the half price or third price hotel down the street and pack all of us in a hotel room, and usually I'd end up sleeping in the bathtub because these guys snored so loud. One time, even out in the back seat of the car, because I could even hear him through the, you know, from the bathtub. I remember that we would sometimes schedule our meetings just at the, you know, at a buffet, just at the last part of breakfast, so that we could include breakfast and lunch in our buffet fee. And I remember driving extra miles to go to a different hotel. And I don't know how many of you have ever been kicked out of a restaurant because a longevity meeting is planned or announced. It's going to be in this restaurant in the hotel, and I can't afford the food in there, but I don't want to look like I'm not eating, so I bring something in. Have you ever been kicked out of a restaurant for bringing your own food in? Or kicked out of a hotel because the gals that are cleaning the room realize that there's way too many guys in that room, and they tell you can't stay here any longer? It wasn't always rings and jackets and plaques and speaking up in front of the crowd. Folks, it is a process. And there's a phrase that I learned from a mentor. He said, that which ye persist in doing becomes easier. Not because the nature of the task has changed, but because your ability to do has increased. And when he said that, he was talking about ourselves and our personal abilities and our talents. That as we continue doing it, even if we fail and we fail and we fall, if we continue to get up, if we persist in doing it, the task becomes easier. Well, in longevity and in this profession, not only does the task become easier, but you no longer have to go it alone. Pretty soon you have people around you. Pretty soon you have a team. Pretty soon you have other people who are going through the same challenges. And in time, that which you persist in doing becomes easier because you are doing it together, because you're equally yoked as a team. The idea of leverage is that we can accomplish great things with minimal inputs by the individuals. You don't have to give up everything in your life. If you were to ask my girls about the times where we drove to every vacation and where we shared hotel rooms and where I'd bring home a piece of furniture because my wife wanted it, and the girls would take me aside and say, Dad, does that mean we don't eat next week? They would say, no, we don't remember it being bad, because they'll say, Dad was always at breakfast, and Dad was always at every soccer game. And my dad was the one that was at the school activity when none of the other dads could come and volunteer. My dad was the only dad that was able to go on the field trip. And my dad was the dad that always told me to take my stuff every morning. So you can look at it. You can look at it and you can say, man, the sacrifice is so great. But I can tell you the opportunity costs are far, far greater. And I am so grateful for the opportunity to be a family member to every one of you, to come here, hug each one of you, get to know you, have you be interested in my family, I'm interested in your family, and to be a part of such fantastic and wonderful people. Thank you very much.